With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. A shooting in the engineering building at Brown University has left at least two dead and nine in critical condition. The Ivy League school in Providence, Rhode Island, issued an active shooter alert and urged students and staff to take shelter Saturday, the second day of final exams. Police say the suspect is a male in dark clothing who was last seen leaving the building. They didn't immediately release details about his condition. The Barris and Holly building is a seven-story complex that houses the University School of Engineering and Physics Department. Myanmar's military acknowledged there was an airstrike on a hospital that killed more than 30 people Saturday, including patients, medical workers, and children.
Myanmar's military government has acknowledged that there was an airstrike on a general hospital in the western Rakhine state. It's been reported that the airstrike killed more than 30 people, including patients, medical staff, and children. In a statement published by a state-run newspaper, the military claimed that armed groups, including the Arakan Army and the People's Defense Force, had used the hospital as a base. It stated that the airstrike was part of a counter-terrorism operation and that those killed or injured were opposition fighters and their supporters. The UN condemned the attack as part of a broader pattern of strikes targeting civilians. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
The Justice Department is intensifying efforts to uphold election integrity by ensuring accurate and current voter rolls. Harmeet Dhillon is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights.
We really need to be able to compare the voter rolls. We need to be able to help these states. And fact of life is that these secretaries of state are supposed to be doing this work themselves. Now, federal government has some resources they don't have, but in the past, the feds have either just not been interested in doing that or have charged a fairly high fees to states to run their data through the databases.
You'll find more online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center has been studying religious concentration.
There are 1.2 billion Hindus in the world, but 95% of them live in India. That's the latest analysis from Pew, which also reports that 85% of Jews on Earth reside in either Israel or the United States. Christians are much more widely spread, though you can find 51% of them concentrated in the U.S., Russia, Brazil, and parts of Africa. And where are most of the religiously unaffiliated people? China. 67% of them live there. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds that the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to over 18% 2 years ago. The share of people who say they're religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries. This is SRN News. Fighting is raging along the Thailand-Cambodia border despite President Trump's ceasefire agreement. Thai officials say they did not agree to the ceasefire, and Cambodia has not commented on the president's statement. BBC correspondent Jonathan Head has more.
The Thai Prime Minister, Anuttin Chanwirakun, said he'd explain to Mr. Trump why he could not agree to a ceasefire. Cambodia must show us first that it has withdrawn its forces and removed landmines, he said. The Thai military will continue its operations. Back in July, the U.S. managed to broker a ceasefire by threatening to stop talks on tariffs. This time, it appears to have less leverage. With Thailand now entering an election campaign and the Cambodian leadership saying they must fight on to protect their country's sovereignty, neither side seems ready to pull back.
Israel says it killed a top Hamas commander in Gaza after an explosive device detonated and wounded two soldiers in the territory south. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.